Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Somebody scream for Jesus. What a powerful resurrection morning. What a powerful praise and worship. The longest in our history on a Sunday morning like this. Somebody clap those hands and give Jesus a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Good morning to everybody. This is Resurrection Sunday. He is not here. He is risen. Clap those hands and celebrate the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. Before we go into the reading of the word, I want to thank God for your life. This is the essence of your Christianity. If Jesus died and did not resurrect, it would be a useless thing to be here celebrating this morning. Today we celebrate life, life abundance. We celebrate resurrection from dead works. We celebrate resurrection from dead conscience. We celebrate resurrection from darkness. We thank God for the price that was paid for your sins, for you to stand in the presence of God, not condemned, but justified, not condemned, but glorified, not condemned, but regenerated, not condemned, but adopted, not condemned, but the spirit of life flowing through the inside of you. I bless God for you. And I thank God that you are saved. Say a good amen. Your two hands are lifted very high. Close your eyes. Let us pray. Father, we honor you. We celebrate you. We give you all the glory because you have begun a good work. Today, all over the world celebrates a Savior, Christ our Lord. There are many songs that we can sing from morning to morning, because without your resurrection, it's a useless situation. Thank you for the price you have paid. This morning I'm asking for oil, fresh fragrant oil, upon all these regenerated souls. And everybody that is going to watch us from any part of the world, who is listening also by way of radio and television, I pray in the name of Jesus that your might, that power will flow and bring your people rest and restitution. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Are you clapping? Let me read you two different scriptures and then we can take our seats. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and all its sister stations across the nation. We are also grateful to be with you live on Obatampa 92.5 in Kaswa and its environs. We're live on Amazon Television, Facebook, YouTube, Podcast, Telegram, and the rest of them. We celebrate and salute everybody who have joined us this morning. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. This is the resurrection morning edition. And it's our joy to announce to you that we are transmitting live from Tesano, Accra, from Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple. My name is Kofi Odru. I'm going to be with you from now with God's people until top of the hour. Romans chapter 10, verse number 10. Let me start from verse number 10. Romans the 10th chapter. Romans the 6th chapter, rather. Romans chapter 6. I'll do two different scriptures. Romans 6 and verse number 10. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth, and he liveth unto God. This is a powerful scripture. Can I read it in GNT? In GNT, the Bible said, and so because he died, sin has no power over him, and now he lives his life in fellowship with God. Let me read Romans chapter 8 and verse number 11. Romans the 8th chapter, the 11th verse. The Bible went further and says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Can I go with amplified version before the GNT, and then I will allow God's people to take their seats. And in this version, the Bible said, and if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. Lastly, I am going to read in the GNT version, the Bible said, if the spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, then he who raised Christ from death will also give life to your mortal bodies by the presence of his spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, you may be seated in the presence of God. Allow me to read Luke chapter whilst you are seated. You sang beautifully. Clap for them. I appreciate. Powerful. Luke chapter 24 from verse 1. Luke 24 from verse 1. The Bible said from verse number 1 in Luke 24. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre bringing the spices which they had prepared, and setting others with them. And in the second verse, the Bible was saying, categorically, any problems, please? In the second verse, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. In the third verse, the scripture said, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. In the fourth verse, the Bible said, and it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining clothes or garments. And the Bible said, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? And the next verse, he said, he is not here, he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. The seventh verse is saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. The eighth verse, the Bible said, and they remembered his words. Ninth verse, and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. Now in the 10th verse, the Bible said it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. I read verse 11, and the words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. And so in verse 12, the Bible said, then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, stopping down, and beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. In the 13th verse, the Bible said, and behold, two of them went that same day unto the village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about threescore furlongs. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Yeah, I said, whoa, boy, gentle and some boobiano, pay. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to see everybody in white, and something that has to do with white, something whitish, off-whitish, you know, and all the other whites. I thank God for the people that have come in different other colors. It's all part of the resurrection. I have a moment to grow. Oh my God, you look good. On resurrection morning, it is my prayer that before we leave this place, everything that is dead around you, because something that is not dead can never be resurrected. The Bible said he took upon himself the fashion of a slave or a servant and humbled himself unto the death of the cross. Therefore, God has also exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, all to the glory of God the Father. It is a resurrection that makes us come to dance. It is a resurrection that makes us clap our hands. It is a resurrection that gives us hope, audacity, and authority. It is a resurrection that makes us shout and celebrate. It is a resurrection that gives us confidence of the power that works in us. For it is God that works in us, put to will and do his good pleasure. It is a resurrection that makes you halah and shabak and todah and tahilah and praise and lift his name and exalt his name. Because without the resurrection, there will be no need to congregate or to gather. It is the resurrection that gives us boldness and courage and audacity and authority to be able to silence every demonic activity that goes on. It is the resurrection that makes us stand and bring out a world of authority or hope to the hopeless. It is the resurrection that will make me go to Kolebu and look at the sick and preach to the sick and command the infirmity that is in that person. It is the resurrection that can give me authority over demons, over serpents, over principalities, over powers. It is the resurrection that gives me that kind of audacious courage to be able to speak. It is the resurrection that has given me that power to stand before dignified people like you this morning. It is the resurrection that has placed victory on your head. It is the resurrection that can make you stand up in your family who were full of idol worshippers, and you will speak by authority. It is the, I don't know who I'm talking to. Somebody shout, hey! It is the resurrection. It is the resurrection that gives me that kind of rest in my spirit. That if he leaves, then I will leave. If he leaves, then I can face tomorrow. An empty grave is there to prove. Sometimes on resurrection, sit down. Sometimes on resurrection morning, you know, when we were kids, the preachers will preach and they will make statements like, you know, there are other religions and other religious heads who died and did not resurrect. And when I was growing up, I used to hear, they said, that is not necessary. Say what you want to say. That is very necessary. That is very necessary. That is very necessary for us to be able to know and to prove that your faith is not based on some hopeless and baseless stance. That is very important. There are many people that came upon the earth and walked the earth, but death cut them off, and after death they did not come back again. I have seen the one who is God himself, who owns life and death in himself, descend into Hades and descend into the grave, and went and took the keys that the enemy took from Adam and brought it for my redemption and for my victory. Because I was a slave who was condemned to death, it took this Jesus who went to my place and paid the price. And now we who were useless are now royals. We are now standing and sitting in the place of royalty. I don't know who I'm talking to. And so right now, when I clap, I have to clap. When I sing, I need to sing. When I holla, I need to holla. When I tota, I need to tota. When I kahila, I need to do that. Let everybody know that he has risen. He is not dead. He is alive. He is not dead. Let everybody know that he reigns. That he reigns forever. Let everybody. Am I talking to a people? Somebody shout. Let everybody know. Let everybody know that he is not a dead Jesus. He is not a frail Jesus. He is not a confused Jesus. This is Jesus, the resurrected Christ, the exalted Christ, who now is seated at the right hand of God and is making intercession for us. And he is coming again with his reward to give unto every man according to his works. This is why I can stand before demons and command them in the name of Jesus. This is why I can stand before every hopeless situation and command the hopeless situation in the name of Jesus. There shall be a performance. This is why I can stand before the face of impossibility and declare to impossibility, by this resurrected Jesus, you shall become possible. I speak to you as you go into a new week, into a new phase. Resurrection power will go with you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. The power of resurrection will come into your house. The power of resurrection will dwell around you. The power of resurrection will be in your space. I don't know what coming in, sir. And someone may can I want to as you. Sir Brofunusua, may can I want to as you. I stand here in the name of the Lord Jesus. He is risen. He is not here. 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 Tell the world he is risen. Tell my family he is risen. Tell everybody he is risen. Tell the community he is risen. Tell Ghana he is risen. He is not here. 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 He is. He is risen. He can be here. This is why Emrantia Tesame will stand on the streets and preach Jesus. This is why Emrantia Tesame will go to the market and preach Jesus. This is why Emrantia Tesame will stand in the university and preach Jesus. This is why Emabawa Womuafe will go into prestigious places and ordinary places and present Jesus, the resurrected Christ, the giver and the keeper of life. And that is why we can see this Jesus typified throughout the scriptures. A different they can be able to say, we stand in representation of this Jesus and his kingdom. That is why Isaiah prophesied about him. And that is why Jeremiah worked for him and Ezekiel worked for him, and they are all his servants. That is why you can see Samuel at his service and Moses at his service. And that is why Obadiah can work for him and Nahum can work for him. And this is why you can see even Agabus in the New Testament, and Simon and Anna will come and work for him. This is why Peter will leave everything and come and labor for Jesus. This is why John and James will leave their family and enterprise and everything that concerns them. The reason also, ladies and gentlemen, is in this life there are so many uncertainties. You cannot tell how this year is going to be. We cannot tell how the economy is going to be, but Jesus knows the end from the beginning. And so when I depend on this Jesus, even though I don't know the end, but he can reveal the end to me and show me the way to the end. I am telling you, I am in fellowship with this Jesus. I am in the same ship with this Jesus. I can face tomorrow and its uncertainty. And so when we leave here, the moment we leave this service, I can tell everybody seated here, his love and mercy and his grace and favor and opportunities and goodness will be your portion. Be tough. Oh, Shadaka Tota, I feel like preaching this morning. I feel like preaching this morning. Watch this, Pastor Steve. Let me say this to God's people. Resurrection comes with benefits. Yeah, it does not. It's not just he has reason. It comes with benefits and privileges. And one of those privileges is for you to go before the throne of God with boldness. One of those privileges is for you to carry the anointing of the Holy Spirit. One of those privileges is for you to have the dimensions of God that is in Christ. One of those privileges is for you to stand in his place and sit in his seat and talk in his account and speak in his name and live by Jesus. It is a privilege. It is a privilege. As I'm standing here, if I get a complimentary card with the president's signature at the back and I take it to any place and I say Jubilee House says assessed, they will move immediately. If I go to America and then I have a compliment, a letter from the Jubilee House that is saying, listen to me, that is saying that this is from the office of the presidency, help Kofi Odro, the carrier of this letter. That is something minute compared to what Jesus did. So wherever I go and the doors are closed, by the blood, by the resurrection, pam, 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 pam. Me see, when you leave here this morning, apununi baby be pam, pam, pam. Ah, dear, what tear muna menene kasa. Oh, shatako. Apununi baby be. I'm talking to everybody walking in the spirit of delay. After this resurrection morning, it will break off your life. Any limitation, and I'm talking to you, every limitation Jesus has taken away, every confusion Jesus has taken away. I stand here and I prophesy that let the benefits of the resurrection place you above and not beneath, the top and not the bottom. You shall be the head and not the tail. Resurrection. Resurrection. Today, as I close, I want to declare to Ghana, we need the resurrection power. Hey, Michelle, you know, Monfa Monza, you know, you. Chile, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know. Only one thing. I want you to think about what the statement I just made. Message me adia ba kope. Jesus is alive. Yeah. I have had an accident before. In the last accident at Nadia, so when the car crashed with another articulated cry, and we started somersaulting. The people that I knew that were total unbelievers, they were not Christian. Everybody shouted, Jesus, G-N-O, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I said, wow. You all knew Jesus. You all knew Jesus. The amazing thing I love about the resurrection is that the moment you surrender to the authority of Christ, that authority of Christ starts working for you. I declare in the name of Jesus, you will dance without music by the power of the resurrection. You would dance without music. When things starts working and starts moving for people, when he exalt he that has been abased from the floor and set you up on the rock, it is only resurrection power that is able to do that. I see something that will come upon you after this Sunday, and that is supernatural acceleration. As I close, I declare in the name of Jesus, may God open every door that has been locked by the power of the resurrection. May God heal every part of your body that is sick by the power of the resurrection. May the grace of God brood over your children by the power of the resurrection. And so, Mama Comfort, when I see what the Lord has done, I can only lift his name and exalt him and give him glory. This is why this morning 30 minutes of our time was used for celebration. It was not because I came in late. No, it's intentional. We wanted to dance and to celebrate. It calls for celebration. It calls for a party. What Jesus has done, it calls that if he can die for me and give me victory, I will praise him. I will lift his name. I will exalt him. I will tell of his goodness. I will dance. I will celebrate. I will celebrate. I will celebrate. Thank you for what you have done for me. Yeah. Yeah. On a Sunday like this, the song the lady, you know, the gentleman rather who sang it, you know, it, I don't know the beginning of the song, you know. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell you. No, really. That's what. That's what. Come on. Eva, come and help me. You still want me. Hallelujah. Sugar. That's why. Stand to your feet. Oh, Chuku. That's right. Hallelujah. What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. So much, you've done so much for me. Thank you.
I cannot tell it all.
Hallelujah. Lift your voice in worship. Lift your voice in appreciation. Somebody celebrate the goodness of Jesus. Celebrate the goodness of Jesus. We exalt Him. We celebrate Him. Glory to the Son of God. Glory to the Son of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The King of Kings is coming again. Coming again. Oh, Shada. The King is coming again. He's coming again. He's coming again. He's coming again. He's coming again. And now this is going to be a very important prayer. Even though we have prayed a similar one on Friday night in the Passover service, I want to stand here this morning and ask everybody that is under the reach of the sound of my voice, please, this is an opportunity to rededicate your life. Rededication. Your life to Jesus Christ. This is a time for you to encounter directly resurrection power. Direct raw power. Raw scintillating, unflinching, unbudging power. There is nothing that the resurrected power or resurrection power cannot do. And so Paul said, if the power that raised up Christ dwells in, everything will be quickened. Everything will be quickened. The two hands are on your heart. I want, and everybody watching, listening to, I want you to rededicate your life. Jesus, this is it. Receive your keys for an open heaven in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and talk to Christ. Take us to the next dimension. Take us to the next altitude. Bring us to the place, my God. Yes, take us to the next dimension. To the next dimension. To the next dimension. Yes, to the next dimension. If there's something yes, nanti in a different way. Yeah. And now tell the Holy Spirit that power that raised Christ fill you and anoint you as never before. My Lord. Before I pray for this nation, and of the song that rings in my spirit. He's alive. Amen. I'll say in beat. Jesus is alive.
Forever
he's
alive.
Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive.
Forever he's alive.
Sing it for the last time. He's alive. He's alive.
Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive.
Hold it. Now we can't go in this anointing, in this dimension, without asking God for his benevolence. If resurrection power opens doors, opens heavens, whatever request you have, present it before God. And then I can ask that same resurrection power to help this nation. Hey, Ghana needs resurrection. We are in a comatose. We need resurrection. Body answer, right? Body answer. Talk to the Father. Remember to tell God, mention your children's names. Call the names of your children before the Lord and bless them. Call the name of your husband, your beautiful wife, your fiancé, your fiancé, and bless them in the resurrection power. Bless your parents. Remember to pray for your enterprise, what you do for a living. Remember to pray for that. And we ask God's grace and mercy in the resurrection. Any dead thing, let it come alive. I speak to every dead situation. Oh! I speak to every dead situation. Come alive! Come alive. I command the resurrection to every situation. Come alive. Come alive. Hallelujah. Put your right hand on your heart. Our national anthem is also a prayer. I would love you to outline the words on the screen whilst you do that. It's a prayer. And we are asking God, please bless our homeland Ghana. Make our nation great and strong. Today is Resurrection Sunday. I don't want to divert anywhere. Let's stick with resurrection. But I reign when I look at from Friday, yesterday, the chilling going on in Kwebu by some of our leaders tells me it's a Ghana Let me name some more challenges. You people love fun, a lot of fun. It's resurrection morning. But let me tell you something about what the resurrection does also. Anything that is causing the death, anything that is causing the comatose, when resurrection starts, it condemns that thing before resurrection takes place. Yeah. It is resurrection crown while better than come, baby. Resurrection. So I'm speaking right now. Somebody's watching me from Kolebu. Yeah, somebody's watching me from 37. Somebody's listening to me from the hospital. Prisoners watch me every Sunday. Kumasi Central, they are watching. Prisoners from Insawam. Television is placed there for the prisoners to watch. Oine, I'm telling you, people that have been falsely accused and incarcerated, your resurrection is coming this morning. I'm talking to you, inmates. A resurrection is coming. Play the national anthem. By this prayer, we want to lift this nation before the throne of God. Can you pray for Ghana, please? For only 1 minute, pray for this nation. There are businessmen, businesswomen here, and they work within an economy. And so I want you to pray. The Bible said, pray for Jerusalem, for in its peace. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for in its peace you shall find peace. Pray for the peace and the wealth of Ghana, and in its wealth you will find wealth. Pray for this country. Whilst you are praying for the nation, please remember to pray for what you do, your suppliers, your partners, and all of them, that chain, supply chain, will all receive favor. I bless you that you are a good God. We stand here on resurrection morning to adore you and to remember what you did on Golgotha cross 2,000 years ago. And Father, we give you the glory for the faithful sacrifice that Jesus paid. This sacrifice has translated us and made us children, prestigious children, with privileges and rights. We are grateful. We pray, rededicating our hearts to you and asking the power of the resurrection to place your people on the hills and the heights. In the name of Jesus. When we leave here, let testimonies that accompany the resurrection follow your people as rewards in Jesus' mighty name. And now let favor increase, and let grace increase, and let peace increase, and let wealth increase, and let health increase, and let prosperity increase. Let everything that your people so pray, let it increase for them. Let it be a performance by your spirit in the name of Jesus the Christ. I give you glory that you are working. You are at work. I pray for the sinner. I pray for the backslider. I pray for the prisoner. I pray for the sick person. I pray for the vulnerable, the less privileged. I pray for the less fortunate. Holy Ghost, let resurrection power reach out to all of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh God, our strength and redeemer. I know that after this Sunday, struggle is over. Struggle is over. in the name of Jesus. Whatever spiritual battle that your children have fought over time, the storm is over. The battle has entered. And now let testimonies accompany them. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Clap your hands. And can I hear a resurrection shout? Hallelujah. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. This is the W3 service. W3 means World Worship and Wonders. Also, to let you know, I'm on television, GNTV, Obatampa Radio. Thank you all very much. Podcast, Telegram, you guys are just amazing. The Lord bless you for joining us in this very special Resurrection Sunday W3 service. Our next service is the F5 service, Fresh Fire for Family and Friends. It starts at 9 o'clock. Fellowship with us in any of our branches that is close by you. East Legon Hills on the Santoro Road next to the OK Block Factory. And also Pantan Junction, Adley Chapel, behind the Greater Grace Hospital. To not Carnation, we are in Alabaster International School near the CMB flats. When you come to Alabaster City, come into the City of God in Sapiman plot number 1 near Upa. It's going to be a very special morning. In Sawam, we are next to the nurses' quarters at the hospital. Join us and the Lord will bless you. Unyansana, Yaoma, we are on the school park. At Achiama, we are in Achiama Estate. Any of our brand in London, we are in the Middle Park Community Center, Middle Park, Eltham. Don't miss that service at 3 p.m. this afternoon. And the Lord will continue to honor and favor you as never before. You want to join us for our offerings? 0249 80 9911 0249 80 9911 or 0592296667. That's 0592296667. From all of us here in Kwabenam Ponsa Memorial Temple, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time. What I have realized about the church is that we have embraced the grace of God, and then in the embracing, we have abused the grace of God. We have taken the weightier matters and the sacred obligations of the things of God, and we have trampled it under our feet. God will judge you for the grace you are enjoying and the grace you abuse. Had it not been for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, who went on the cross and gave himself as a ransom for us, for our salvation and redemption. As a matter of fact, why will somebody need redemption when you are already free? It means that you were condemned to death. God will judge you for the grace you are enjoying and the grace you abuse. That is why we can bring oil from India and sell it 15,000 Ghana city and call it a Abeifosuru. Ne Kristo for ne tudi echiri. Om di nipa kujina bola suni ejare no. Om di nipa kujina si enu omu jare. Obi yere ni ade sradi esrani nufu ho. In the name of Akwanchire. Once you miss the light, you are going into the darkness. The wages of sin is death. Enunti 26, no mewu. 25, no mewu. 18, no mewu. 19, no mewu. Hey! God will judge you for the grace you are enjoying and the grace you abuse. Don't bring useless traditions into the church, because the simplicity of the gospel is beautiful. Don't bring any cumbersome excesses and emphasis that does not help anyone. The moment you rebuke them, then they begin to quote things like, "We are under grace and not under law." I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, God will judge you. God will judge you for the grace you are enjoying and the grace you abuse. Say it! And now I come and I will cry in the Riasi. The Riasi, jump! The Riasi, jump!
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.